Tape script 9.6. Brothers and sisters. Louisa.
I'm the youngest of seven children. My oldest sister is still alive, aged 93, and there are 16 years between us. There were four girls, two boys, and then me.
Seven children, wow. How did you all get on together when you were children?
Amazingly well. Being the youngest, my two brothers and I called our sisters the Others, because they were either married or working by the time we were born. But the seven of us all got along very well. But it's different now, of course.
Really? How?
Well, when we were small, my older sisters often took care of us. Now, my brothers and I are busy taking care of them.
Tell me about your big sister, Julia. How has your relationship with her changed over the years?
Julia was the sister who used to, on her holidays, used to take me for walks and so on. But then she became a nun and went to Africa for 23 years. We wrote to one another, and I was still her little sister. When she came back, it was shortly after my husband died. We became very close, and our whole relationship changed, and we became great friends.
What do you see as the main advantage and disadvantage of coming from such a large family?
I think the main advantage was that we learned how to enjoy life without having a lot of money. I think our other relatives, my rich cousins in the city, envied us. We had old bikes, old clothes, but we had lots of freedom. In the city, they had to wear nice suits and behave correctly.
Disadvantages?
I think it was very difficult sometimes to have hand-me-down clothes, especially for a little girl like me. And I was sad that we didn't go away on holiday like some other children. But the advantages outweighed the disadvantages enormously. There's no doubt about that.
Six out of the seven of you are still alive. How closely have you kept in touch over the years?
Very closely. Of course, we still phone each other all the time and see each other whenever we can. And we have a big family reunion every year. My granddaughters just had twins. That means we'll have four generations there this year. How marvellous!
Rose.
So, Rose, do you have any brothers or sisters?
No, I don't. I'm an only child.
So what was it like growing up as an only child? Were you happy?
When I was little, I liked it. I had lots of cousins, and most of them lived in the same town, so we all played together all the time. And I had a best friend who lived next door to me. She was the same age as me, and so she was a bit like a sister, I suppose. But she moved away, and that was sad. It was hard when I was a teenager.
Why was that?
Well, you know what it's like being a teenager. You're kind of unsure of how to deal with things and how to deal with people, especially parents. It would have been nice to have a brother or sister to talk to.
Some people who come from large families might envy you because you had all of your parents' attention.
Yes, but I think it has its negative side as well as its positive side. I think you don't want all your parents' attention, especially as a teenager. It was hard to find myself and my place in the world, I suppose.
What about now that you're an adult?
Again, I think it's difficult, really. My father died about 10 years ago, so of course I'm the one who's left totally responsible for my mother. I'm the one who has to look after her if she has a problem, and help her if she needs help in any way. There's nobody else to help at all.
You're married now, with two children of your own. Was that a conscious decision, to have more than one child?
Yes, definitely. And they seem very happy, and they get along very well with one another. Usually.